as well as Tim Firestone, the owner of Blackthorn Golf Course, Signal Point in Niles, Michigan, and Blackthorn Top Swing Golf Suite in Tuscana Park. And he joins us for a couple of minutes here on WSBT Radio. Tim, how are you?
Good evening. How are you, Darren?
I am great. This is a lot of fun. I got to admit, being over here at Warren, watching this national championship take place on a golf course that, of course, we have played quite a bit, Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. Tim, the first thing, I know social media doesn't set the tone for reality very often, but I've had a few people respond to me saying this golf course is too easy to have a USGA event. Look at these guys. They're tearing it up. We've had a 62, a 62, a bunch of 64s. But, Tim, when you factor in the rain, the inch of rain we had Wednesday night, it has softened these greens, and they are still very soft today. How much do you think that inch of rain has affected what we have seen so far in this golf tournament?
Well, yeah, I mean, this golf course is not this easy. I mean, I would say it's a little unfortunate from the perspective of just the perception of the golf course, but it just shows you how good these guys are when the golf course is soft and they can control the their golf ball so well, and the greens look perfect as far as putting, so everybody's making putts. And the golf course isn't this easy, and it's a shame that people around the world would have that perspective. But if you think about it, if you take away Toms, Kelly, and Stricker,
yeah,
and then it goes all the way back down to 8 under par, right? So there's a big difference between, the 14 and the 8 with those top three guys, too.
And see, Tim, I agree with you, because we talked about, we felt like there were going to be 65s and 66s shot, but then there's going to be a little bit of a drop-off. We weren't going to see that many guys shooting that number, but when the rain came down Wednesday night, that has absolutely changed the feel of this golf course. And I think, Tim, it's fair to say the number one defense for this course are the greens. It's not the length of the golf course. It's not the fairways. They're pretty wide here for the U.S. Senior Open. The best defense are the greens, and when they're soft and you can fire at the pin, the ball's not going to bounce. It's not going to run out. All of a sudden, this golf course just looks a whole lot different. And I'm just assuming by the weekend, I'm surprised it hasn't happened more today, but I would assume tomorrow we're finally going to see these greens a little more firm. And then I'll tell you what, Tim, I wouldn't be shocked if 14 or 15 under doesn't win it.
Yeah, I think there's a couple other things, too. When it's this soft and the fairways are as wide as they are at Warren, also it helps the players with the ball not running through the fairway into the rough. Because the rough, when you see the players get into the rough this week, they're struggling to chop it out of there. It's thick and it's nasty. And so with it being so soft, the ball's sticking in the fairway as well. So I think that has as much of an impact as well. The other thing I'll say is they moved the tees up yesterday, mm-hmm, on several of the holes because of the rain. So that, and then and these hole locations that I'm seeing yesterday and today, the USGA has not really put very many difficult hole locations either. So I think it's something to do with a little bit of the course setup, the length of the golf course, but certainly the rain is the big factor.
Tim Firestone, owner of Blackthorn Golf Course, Signal Point, and Blackthorn Top Swing Golf Suite, our guest here on Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat, live from the U.S. Senior Open. Do you like the speed of the greens? And boy, I tell you what, they are putting the ball on some beautiful greens this week.
Yeah, I think they look perfect. And I think with the rain, they're probably a little slower than maybe the USGA would like. And I think, to your point, over the weekend, hopefully here as it dries out, they get that speed up and the golf course kind of changes a little bit again, with maybe they lengthen the course a little bit, maybe some little bit more challenging pin locations. But I'd be shocked to see another 64 or 62 on the weekend, that's for sure.
Tim, as you've watched this golf tournament, Steve Stricker, 62 yesterday, 64 today. He has hit 31 of 36 greens so far this week, and he has made only one bogey with 15 birdies. There's a lot to like about his game, but what has stood out to you?
Well, I think when we mentioned this on the show, I don't know, a month ago, when we heard he was playing, he was in, I think we all kind of said, well, there's a great
that's our guy
pick right there. Yeah, so, the guy, I mean, he's just so straight, and he's so solid. The golf course isn't really super long at all. You know, he's just a stud. You know, he last weekend at his tournament in Wisconsin was in the playoff with Jerry Kelly, actually, mm-hmm. too, as well. So those guys are playing really well. But there's nothing really wrong with his game. He's such a good putter, hits straight, and just a fierce competitor. So I think a couple of things. Number one, the cream has risen to the top here, too. Yeah. If you look at the leaderboard, these are the best players in the game right now on the senior tour. You don't have any – no one on that leaderboard is a fluke or someone mm-hmm. that you haven't heard of or wouldn't expect to be up there. So, you know, the best have definitely shown up to play at Warren this week.
David Toms won it last year, Tim, and right now 62 in the opening round. He's been a little hit and miss so far today. I'm looking at his scorecard. He has 5 birdies and 3 bogeys, but sits in good position, minus 10 for the golf tournament. He is 4 behind Stricker, and Toms is another guy that just seems would play very well at this golf course, always controls the golf ball well, and, you know, a guy that had a pretty good PGA Tour career, had the one major at the PGA Championship, but I don't know if this guy got as much credit as he deserved for the way he has played through the years.
No, just, I mean, what a golf swing and yeah. what a putting stroke. I mean, talk about tempo and how you would want your golf swing to look. He's the one. So, and I think, again, to your point with him playing so well here, again, golf course isn't extremely long. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's never been a super long hitter. And I think it's a perfect setup for him as well. So it's going to be a shootout over the weekend. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, and Jerry Kelly the same way. You know, if you look at those three guys, they're all kind of similar in their games. So just, you know, fairways, greens, and make some putts.
I got to admit, Tim, I'm kind of excited to see Chris DeMarco right now in fourth place. First thing I have to say is I felt really old, the fact that he's now 50. When I saw he was in the field, I was like, oh, my goodness, that's a guy I followed when I was a young guy. So time marches on. But really, Tim, a guy that has not played a whole lot the last few years. We have seen him on the Golf Channel as an analyst. Mm-hmm. Think back to 2005, nearly won the Masters in a playoff. He lost to Tiger Woods. But a guy that's had a really solid career, a Ryder Cup guy. I kind of think of him with the claw grip, putting the golf ball. But this is mm-hmm. as good as we have seen him in a long time with 66 and 66. I'm really happy to see that. Always a guy that came across as a good guy.
Yeah, and I think, you know, he was definitely one of the best players in the world for a while there. I mean, he was an absolute stud, but, yeah, it's kind of weird from watching him, you say, on the Golf Channel, now out there competing and playing well, so good to see. LSU grad, so a Tiger on the leaderboard.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. So if you were setting up the golf course, Tim, how would you set it up for tomorrow? It's going to be warm once again. It's not supposed to rain. If you're the USGA, do you maybe push some tees back and try to challenge these guys a little more? Or do you like the setup and you don't care how many under par these guys get? You just want to see these guys put on a really good show for the fans here in South Bend and across the world.
Well, I know how Matt Thielen and John Foster would want to set it up. I can tell you that. But I think, you know, to your point, it's entertaining. I mean, it's not your typical U.S. Open here, but it's still entertaining to see him fire these numbers. I mean, that's what people like to see, especially from a spectator standpoint. You know, a lot of putts going in, a lot of birdies being made, and it's exciting. But I think, in fairness, like, I'd like to see him stretch it a little bit more and some challenging hole locations, and then, you know, let's hope that it can dry out a little bit here and speed up the greens and see what happens.
Well, since we might have a few people from out of town at the U.S. Senior Open listening to our broadcast, and even for our local golf fans, of course, Warren's going to be a little busy for a few days, so Blackthorn Golf Club in South Bend is a location people can head on out and get their golf fix the next couple of days. How's the weekend looking at Blackthorn?
Well, as you can imagine, we have been swamped. It's been great meeting people from all over the country coming out to play golf and, you know, little playing golf, little watching golf, and we've got a busy weekend. But between Signal Point and Blackthorn, we do have, you know, some tee times available for the weekend. We'd love to have everybody come on out. I know watching this thing really gets the itch going to want to play.
Me too.
So come on out and enjoy it. And it's been great for the community and, you know, being out there the last couple of days and just kind of seeing everybody and the different companies and the different folks that have supported this event. Mm-hmm. I'm proud that people stepped up and supported this event. It's really been an incredible thing for South Bend.
And Tim, with the Symetra Tour at Warren Golf Course a few weeks ago, do you have a final number that you guys are going to be able to hand out to local charities?
We're still tallying those final details, but it'll definitely be six figures once again this year, and so proud of what we've been able to do from a charitable standpoint with the Pokagon Band and Four Winds and Beacon Children's Hospital. So we'll have that announcement sometime in August. We'll do the check presentation over there. Awesome. At Beacon Children's Hospital.
Four Winds has been great for our community, to say the least. Blackthorn, South Bend Cubs, the list goes on and on. And Tim, for people that have not been over to Blackthorn Top Swing Golf Suite at Tascana Park, what are they going to find?
Well, again, we're super busy there this week and this weekend as well. It's an indoor entertainment center, basically, where you can play the top golf games. You can play a real simulator round and the zombie dodgeball and baseball and football and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's really becoming a great family atmosphere to enjoy some great family time and something for everybody, not just golf.
Very good. Tim Firestone, the owner of Blackthorn Signal Point and Blackthorn Top Swing Golf Suite. Aren't you proud of me? I didn't screw it up once today.
Well, you haven't said it right yet, but it's Blackthorn Top Golf Swing Suites. But that's okay. I think people knew what you were talking about.
I even have it wrote out, and I still can't get it right. So if you need a spokesperson, don't call me, okay?
Yeah, I won't.
Unbelievable.
Hey, but can you make sure they have the eggs hot and the bacon for the show tomorrow morning? That's an early wake-up call for me, so I'm going to expect that media tent to have some good food.
It is right next door. It is just a few steps away, so
perfect.
If you are ready for a little breakfast in the morning, we will have it here for you, that's for sure.
Awesome. I can't wait. Looking All forward right. to it.
Tim, thanks for doing this. Greatly appreciate your golf knowledge and what you do for the golf community at your businesses. And we will see you tomorrow morning here at Warren Golf Course.
Sounds great. Thanks, Tim. Have a great night.
You too. Tim, thank you so much. Tim Firestone, co-host of the Corona Premier Golf Show. The final show of the main sequence of the year is tomorrow. We'll have another one for the Open Championship in a couple of weeks, but we'll wrap up the main portion of our golf show schedule tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. We will take a timeout. It is 6:21 to check on the leaderboard. You'll hear from the leader, Steve Stricker, in just a moment as Sports Beat continues live from the U.S. Senior Open on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.